This is 89.1 WEMU, and a good Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, and we are joined by the Executive Director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, my co-host for Cinema Chat, Russ Collins, and a happy anniversary to you.
Yeah, coming up on today, later today, we're going to celebrate the 79th anniversary of the State Theater.
Congratulations.
Which opened on this day in 1942, and we're going to do it by showing the most popular film from 1942, Casablanca. So there were limited tickets available, and they're almost sold out. So if you're interested in going, get on the mishtheater.org website right away and get your tickets, and then check back through the day if it's sold out. We'll hope that... some folks decide not to come, and one opens up for you. So we'll look forward to having you here and celebrating the famous Art Deco State Theater, directed by.
You got film on the brain, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Designed by C. Howard Crane, a really, really famous architect. And we're also opening a film. This is a very exciting film week all the way around. So we're opening a film, The Courier, which stars an Ann Arbor favorite, Benedict Cumberbatch. It's set in the 1960s, the very early 1960s, and he plays a British businessman, or his character is a British businessman who's recruited by M6 and the CIA to be a covert officer to penetrate the Russian system. And he actually finds some success, but his wife gets a little provoked with him, and he's putting his life in danger. He has a little bit of fear as well. And so it's an espionage thriller and a comedy and very interesting, based on real things that happened. And it's got a great cast, Benedict Cumberbatch and Rachel Brosnahan. Rachel Brosnahan plays the CIA operative. So that's The Courier. It opens today, so if you can't get into Casablanca, you can go see The Courier, and that will be well worth it. The other thing that we're doing is celebrating the fact that the Oscars the nominations were announced on Monday, and so we have a whole bunch of award-worthy films that are playing at the State and Michigan Theater, also on our website. But let's talk about the stuff that's at the State and Michigan Theater, because there's a lot to talk about today. At the Michigan Theater on Sunday only, we're doing Promising Young Woman. This film was nominated for 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actress. And Carrie Mulligan, nominated for Best Actress, may actually be the favorite in this particular case. It also stars Bo Burnham, Alison Brie, Clancy Brown, Jennifer Coolidge, and others. And it's about a woman, it's a bit of a revenge film about a woman whose friend was assaulted, and she goes after the perpetrators and seeks revenge in that dramatic context. The Father, which we opened last week, was nominated for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor. That's for Anthony Hopkins, Best Actor, and Olivia Colman for Best Supporting Actress, about a man who is fading. And this film is really brilliant, actually. I saw it last week, and it's a tough film, but it's really worth seeing. It's very brilliantly put together. The Father is playing all weekend at the State Theater. Nomadland, which we've been playing for a while, is the odds-on favorite at the present time for Best Picture. It's also nominated for Best Director, who's also the odds-on favorite. Chloe Zhao has an excellent chance of winning the Best Director. And then Best Actress for Frances McDormand, who plays this a woman who loses her job, and then she essentially becomes a 21st century hobo. Folks that live in vehicles of various kinds and find community in that particular dynamic. Minari is an American film about a Korean family. It has 6 nominations, including Best Picture and Best Director. And this film's been very, very popular in Ann Arbor. So that's going to show on Sunday only at the Michigan Theater. You can definitely get a ticket. It's being shown in the main auditorium. And then another film that won the most amount of nominations, it won 10 nominations, Mank, which we actually showed months ago, but it's about Herman Mankiewicz, who was the screenwriter for for Citizen Kane shared that accolade with Orson Welles. And directed by David Fincher, the screenplay is by his late father, and Gary Oldman and Amanda Seyfried are both nominated for awards. Again, it got 10 awards. So
that's great. A lot of great choices at the Michigan and State Theater. And, of course, the Michigan Theater Virtual Movie Palace continues as well, so you have more choices there. This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. Russ Collins has been filling us in on what's available at the theaters now. But next week, there is something very exciting going on, but it's going to go on in your living room.
Ann Arbor Film Festival. Woohoo!
We are very excited. This is the 59th edition of the Ann Arbor Film Festival, and I'd like to welcome to the program Leslie Raymond, who serves as Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. How are you, Leslie?
Good morning, David. I'm doing well. Good morning, Russ. It's great to be here.
You know, a year ago, it was about this time you were getting ready to put on an in-person film festival, and the whole state shut down, and you had to pivot on a dime, and it was unbelievable what you managed to accomplish. With that in mind, you had a year assuming that we might still be in the situation where we couldn't do an in-person film festival. How did it change the dynamic of having time to plan that way?
It was a very interesting year. In some ways, last year, going online in just 10 days, as crazy as that was, it was in some ways easier than having a whole year to figure out how to do it, decide amongst all the choices on how to engineer the thing. This year we've gone with an online platform that has been hosting different film festivals from before this year. So the experience for the viewer online will be different, but it'll be very clean and easy to figure out what you're doing.
And it will all be on demand, correct?
It will all be on demand, that's correct. And at the same time, there will be some of the films, the shorts and competition programs in particular, that will roll out on a schedule because we'll have live Q&A with those filmmakers at the end. And then those programs will be available on demand for the rest of the festival with the Q&A. We wanted to give the audience a chance, if they're able, tune in at that time to talk to the filmmakers.
And was there any reduction in the number of films submitted or filmmakers who wanted to participate, fully understanding this may very well be an exclusively online event?
Yes, there was a slight reduction. Normally we see about 3,000 entries. This year we had about 2,300, but we wonder if it was partially because of the pandemic situation, partly because of going online, or because we wanted to make a slight change in our application to help the filmmakers understand that we're an experimental film festival. And when you select the genre for what film you're going to be in, instead of just straight up narrative, animation, documentary, experimental, we put the word experimental before each of those words. So you had to click on it and know that I'm submitting an experimental documentary. So it's hard to parse that one. We're not sure
right,
if it was the pandemic or categorization. So some of each, maybe.
Even though there were slightly less submissions, how excited are you about the ones that did come in?
Oh, my gosh. There's always an incredible amount of work, and it was just so inspiring to see so much creativity going on, you know, despite the situation, you know, that we've all been going through this last year. Our call for entries opens in July, and I mean, there were some films produced certainly before the pandemic, but we saw many produced in the early days. So I think the hardest thing is having a limited time that the work that we can, there's a limited amount of films that we can program. So some very good films every year that it's just heartbreaking to not include.
Nuts and bolts. How are we going to be able to access the variety of films available, and what are the associated costs?
So you can find out everything at aafilmfest.org, and you can get to the portal to watch the films. Now, a pass you can purchase for access to all of the 36 programs. A pass is tiered at $50, $75, and $150. And the more you pay, the more you support the festival, basically. We have some thank yous and so on.
Right.
They go along with the higher levels. And tickets are $2 to $12, sliding scale.
Well, let me ask you this. This film festival is about to get underway, but I know you work year-round to plan festivals. Exactly what are you planning for this 60th edition next year? Are you assuming that it's going to be in person, or are you going to have to plan both ways?
Well, we're feeling pretty good about it being in person, and we really look forward to bringing everybody back together in the Michigan Theater for the Big 6-0. And we are considering what a hybrid would look like.
Well, we are going to look forward to all the news and information that will come out of that. Again, the festival starts Tuesday, March 23rd, runs through Sunday, March 28th. It is available online. And just go to our website. We'll have all the links and all the information you need so that you can be a participant in the Ann Arbor Film Festival, the 59th edition. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank Leslie Raymond from the Ann Arbor Film Festival for joining us on this week's edition of Cinema Chat. This is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
See you at the festival.